otherwise.
And now they are in all intoxication, all sense gratification. No one knows Bhagavat and Gita and Bhakti. So he is talking. That from all the boys from beginning, they will be admitted in this school. And I will teach them for it. So Mahaprabhu tells their brothers, also.
So why did Advaitacharya perform this pastime of bowing down to the deity and closing the deity to its soul? Everywhere in Shastra it is written, Ananya Sintayanto Mam. Ananya, one pointed. One should do bhajan, one pointed. Sarabha Dhammam Prasadja, Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Krishna said, surrender only to me, not to anyone else. Apitetsu Dharataro, Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak. Everywhere it's written, one pointed. So, Sri Advaitacharya, to teach all sadhaks the very confidential mystery of bhajan. What is that? That bhakti is pure, unalloyed, and one pointed. Only one is today. He refused to bow down to anyone except for Sri Krishna. This is the teaching in this pastime of Advaitacharya. As Advaitacharya became older, and he saw the very terrible state of the world, the condition of the world, his heart was melting, feeling compassion for all the jivas. So he called, he wanted to call Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world. When he was thinking of how to do it, then a verse from the Brihat Gautamiya Sutra came into his mind. Tulasi dalamatrena jalasya chulakena va svatmanam vikunite bhaktevya bhakta bhaktalaha. In this verse, it is written, the Supreme Lord himself is saying, if someone worships me with only the leaves of tulsi and with some water, then what will happen? Svatmanam vikunite, then they purchase me, my very self. But here we can think, Swatmanam, my Atma, who is the Atma of Sri Krishna? Srimati Radhika. So those who worship Srimati Vrinda Devi.
Why so?
Because she is the life and soul of Krishna, she cannot live without Srimati Radhika. The life and soul of Krishna.
No. I believe Mangan. This was Pakistan. And he gets two subs.
So, the reason that Krishna will give himself and the offer to the jiva, to those who serve Vrinda Devi, the service of Srimati Radhika, why? Our Srila Vishnu Thakurani Pad has written so beautifully. Tvadagyaya Pallava Pushpa Vrindava Madhvarivimba Dava Keri Kunja Madhvari Vibhanti Vibhushyamana Vrindenu Madhvari Saranara Vindam. Vrinda Devi, who is she? We should know that all of the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, they are arranged by Yogamaya Devi, Purnamasi. But she has one special department. Her manifestation, her name is Vrinda. And Vrinda Devi is a very dear Sakhi. And she is in charge of one department of Krishna's Leela. What is that? Nikunja Leela. The very sweet, amorous and confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. Tvadagyaya Pallava Pushpa Vrinda. By the order of Vrinda Devi, Vrindavan looks beautiful, as if decorated with all the qualities of the spring season. By her order, the leaves, the blossom, the flowers bloom and spread their fragrance everywhere. The wind blows and bumblebees are maddened and intoxicated by the sweet honey of the lotus flowers are buzzing here and there. Peacocks are dancing and deers are jumping here and there. So by the grace of Vrinda Devi, on her order, Vrindavan becomes so beautiful and provides the most wonderful playground and setting for Radha and Krishna's lilas. But not only that.
Always Krishna himself undetected to Vrindavan. Such a way he starts by all parts and areas. Krishna thinks always that he cannot be here. So if anyone gives tulsi to Krishna, he will be all. Highly given.
and think that he has
attained
me. So you should also do an exercise this and say whether it is wrong or true. You should give water to Tulsi and live in the Lord's feet of Krishna. And anything offered for getting lit, Tulsi lives in. Then paraphernalia, that is bhog. And Krishna shortly, surely he will accept and give it. And then he will try to please that devotee. What he wants, what he wants. So you should all try to worship to him. Daily giving water. And also land. And doing production of all time. By Tulasi. In the Tulasi. Like that in now.
So Krishna, he is always very eager to meet Vrishnati Radhika. So Vrishna Sarpati thought, he has written, Tvadiya Dujjaina Nikunda Yuna Adyushtharam Kheri Vilasa Suddhi Vrstobhagam Kheina Nirutya Tantar Vrindeya Namaste Sahanara Vrindeya. Who can enumerate the glory, who can enumerate the great fortune of Vrinda Devi? Because it is by her acting as a messenger that Radha and Krishna are being able to meet. So Krishna is so indebted to Vrinda Devi. If anyone will worship Vrinda Devi, then Krishna, he will think, what, how can I repay that? You have purchased me by your service to Vrinda Devi. So Advaita Acharya, he has established this Siddhanta and this very wonderful path of very rapid progress in bhakti to the service of Radha Krishna by his own activities.
He is the one who has love and service to Radha and Krishna. They must worship and very easily.
So also this evening we have heard how Sri Advaita Acharya was speaking to Mayavadi Siddhanta. Vishate Tad Anantaram Bhakta Mammali Janati Yavanya Sashmi Tattodaha Satomam Tattodhyatva Vishate Tad Anantaram. One can know me only by bhakti. And when he knows me in Tattva Vishate Tad Anantaram, then he enters into me and merges with me. He will enter into me. Advaita Acharya was speaking like this, only to arouse the anger of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we've heard how Mahaprabhu came there and threw him on the ground and was slapping him. And she said, Sita Devi, she came, don't beat him, he's an old man. He may give up his life. But what is the grave, what is the profound purport of this activity of Sri Advaita Acharya? The teaching here is very important for all Vaishnavas to understand. We should know that Advaita Acharya, what is his Guru Parampara? The disciple of Brahmanya Tirtha was Vyasa Tirtha. The disciple of Vyasa Tirtha was Lakshmipati Tirtha. The disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha was Madhavendra Puri. And the disciple of Madhavendra Puri was Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya's godbrother was Ishvara Puripad. And Ishvara Puripad, he is the guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, being the godbrother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, he is like guru to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu would always offer him so much respect. But Advaita Acharya, seeing himself as the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding that though that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his devotion, his love and affection is so much higher, he wanted to take the junior position to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by this activity, Sri Advaita Acharya has taught something very important. That according to the seniority, according to age, according to Shastra Jnana, according to Diksha, and all of these things, one should offer respect. This is certainly a fact. But those who want to advance on the path of Raghunuga Bhakti and enter into the confidential mysteries of devotional service, they should try not only to follow these outer things, but they should look very scrutinizingly and see in whose heart Bhakti Devi is manifest, and to respect the Vaishnavas according to their advancement in bhajan. One should not think, oh, this devotee is so old and this one is so young. So this young devotee, I should not respect him so much. Or this this devotee is a woman. So if she is, or women are less intelligent, we should not respect them and all of these bad ideas. But rather, one should try to see what is the level of bhajan, what is their bhakti, and respect them accordingly. She is going to try to give this very profound teaching. So many teachings the Dvaita Acharya has given. Once it came to the month called Ashvin, and in the month of Ashvin, there is a time where one should offer Shraddha, that means oblations to one's ancestors. So Sri Advaita Acharya had organized the Shraddha ceremony for his father, and he had invited many, many learned pundits and scholars, and all had come there, and in this ceremony, the first offering should be given to the most exalted personality. So, the most exalted person, and Brahmin. So many Brahmins were there, and all were thinking, oh, I am Chaturvedi, I am Bhattacharya, I am Srivedi, I am so learned and qualified. And everyone thinking, Advaita Acharya is going to give me the first offering, and in this way, all will know how great I am, and all were hankering. So when Advaita Acharya came to give the offering, he was looking around, to whom should I give this offering? Srila Haridas Thakur had come to attend this festival, but he was staying outside of the house. He was not coming inside. He thought, oh, I am so fallen. I am a Muslim caste. If I go inside, all will become contaminated by me. He was so meek and humble, but chanting 3 lakh Harinam every day. So pure.
Why he came there?
He thought, when all is taken, then I can take some remnants. And in this way, I may make some
progress. Or I can take some
So Haridas Thakur, being drowned in his Ghaniya Bhav, was waiting outside. But Advaita Acharya looking around, and he thought, where is Haridas Thakur? Immediately went outside, and he grabbed Haridas Thakur, and he dragged him inside. He did not want to go in. No, no, don't do this, don't do this. And Advaita Acharya by force, he made him sit down in the seat of honor and gave him the offering. So when all the apparently high class Brahmanas, they saw this, they became disgusted. What is he doing? Bringing Gav and Malekha into this assembly and dishonoring us in this way? And they all became furious and they started to leave. And Haridas Thakur was crying and crying. He was crying. He said, oh, now because of me, all have become offended and now they're leaving. And Advaita Acharya said, I don't care. Today, my life has become successful. Today, my father has gone directly to Vaikuntha. Today, millions of my ancestors have all been delivered. Because by feeding you, I have fed millions of Brahmanas. So in this way, Srila Advaita Acharya, he has taught what is the nature of one who chants Harinam. Those who chant pure name, it is to be understood that they have completed all of their study of the Vedas. They have bathed in all of the holy places. They have been on all pilgrimages, and they have all the qualities of any Brahmana.
Only for us. You know, that the one of two never worry for me yesterday. What I want to do? What?
Yeah, a worm in stool, which is very, if his consciousness is so low,
his consciousness is so low that he has no idea that he's in such a despicable and abominable condition.
Suffering. And, but he doesn't know that I'm in suffering. I mean this racist place. A hog and pig in his stool and urine. In rain. You can see that all. They are very wretched. And they are suffering. But really they don't realize. So, in what state we are, like a stool of, one of a stool, or hogs and pigs, we are like this. We are certified in this way. We don't want to go beyond this, but Advaita Acharya.
we are better. We are always engaged in sense gratification, suffering so much, less and less problems. Human is happy from origin of this creation. But even we don't want to go beyond this. So, Advaita Acharya, he is so merciful. That is why he is realizing our suffering, our difficulties, problems, and he wants to solve for hope, for eternally he wants to solve. And that is why he is calling Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya. That you should come and you should solve all these problems for him. So if though you not realizing, but we are like one in
two,
soul and all these things, hopes and feet, but we are not realizing. The persons who are above this Maya, they can realize. The pure devotees who are out of Maya, they can realize. And they can be so merciful to Advaita Acharya. So if you want to be happy forever, to go across the chain, endless chain of birth and death, sorrow and suffering, forever, eternally, then you should follow up with that. Why he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I know. We don't know. Our Shastra does not know. Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come? Why he came so early? It may be that he would have come after lakh years after, in the end of Kali Yuga, but he came early in the day. Why? Only by call of Advaita. And Advaita Pachacharya could not resist, could not tolerate the suffering of all living beings. So, we should try to know this, chant and remember Krishna. Here the past tense of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya. Oh, so what is Tulsi? So, what is Krishna and Radha with? Tulsi. And to follow all this, don't criticize anybody now. Don't make any offense to anyone. He is now even a very beginner in Krishna consciousness, don't change any number. Even don't. And don't have any false ego. When he's speaking, very humble. Like Tuna Bodhisattva. We don't know anything. We have read some books, and they are remembered and we are giving classes, but in a moment his cat will come and give it. And slap, oh, change. All Hari Katha will be there. So try to follow Advaita Acharya. I request all those who have come today, I'm very happy that so many devotees have come from different parts. So my request is that from today, you should chant Krishna. If you are chanting, oh, more chant with love and affection. And if not, then from today, you should give up eggs, meat, and other unwanted things, or smoking, cigarettes, and all. And you should try to chant and take Tulsi. What is Tulsi? Take Tulsi.
Mala.
Keep Tulsi in your house. So, your life and soul should be Tulsi. This is very easy process for Krishna and God. So, try to do. Don't be hopeless. In any case, don't be hopeless.
and don't give up a situation of very multiple rushes and successful ways. Who are like father and mother, more merciful than father and mother. So don't give up your association if you want to be happy for it. This is it. And we do. Again tomorrow, till 19th, here or there, here or in the house of Bala, or anywhere, we will discuss all these things. And you should come, or you can come without any fight. Here we have very powerful injection without any fight. We will give injection. Very powerful injection. No cost, only Saddha Mulya. Only Saddha
Mulya.
So you should come and we will try to give you so very costly all these medicines that you need. So very gold pranali. Aparita Charya Prabhu. Sita Patira Svaita Charya Prabhu. Sita Nath Prabhu.
Yes.